going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, great to have you with us. Hardest song to talk over. Hard. So let me say this on the Shedeur Sanders front. There is an irony that is so thick, it is beyond unbelievable. He really did end up at a team that might be the most perfect team for him to have a shot to play at. And I don't mean like year one per se, although he does. I mean for the next 5 to 10 years. Like, they don't really have anyone that is perceived to be their guy for 5 years from now. So if he goes in there and plays great, seizes the day, he can be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns for 10 years. Now, they still might be a garbage franchise because they've been a garbage franchise. But, like, it's a lot better for him than some of the other spots. I mean, he could have been Jalen Hurts. He could have been the third-string quarterback of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Where he'd be blocked.
And that would have been a mess.
But they did take... It did take Dylan Gabriel.
But that guy's
round.
Not the first
got a lot of
overall pick
there.
In the draft. Like
Kenny Pickett's there.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett's
Joe
beat
Flacco.
Out of him. Yeah, he's old.
They brought him in. No, that Joe Flacco is definitely tied us over. You know, he will be a functional quarterback for the short term.
Is it going to come down
Kenny
to Shedeur
Pickett,
and Joe
that?
Flacco? Is that going to be the quarterback competition in Cleveland?
And Watson.
Well... Yeah,
yep.
I'm just saying it's actually
Gabriel.
A pretty good spot for him.
It is. I don't understand why Pittsburgh didn't. Like, I do understand, but I also don't because the Steelers still don't have a quarterback.
But you cannot tell Mike Tomlin.
No, and that's the thing.
I'm going to change your culture. Yeah. Like you're Mike Tomlin. Your culture needs to change. No, it doesn't.
But Mike Tomlin, you also need a quarterback. You can't
run out there
with Mason Rudolph.
I agree with that.
So I don't know what their plan is, but
yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. It really was, of all the draft stuff ever, it was one of the more wild developments we've ever seen. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bam right now in Upper Darby. Good morning, Bam.
Good morning, morning crew. How you doing?
Great, Bam.
I want to say Hakuna Matata is the best pick I think is out of there.
Hakuna Matata.
I can't say his last name, that's wild.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Safety. That took me a second. I was trying to figure out. Yeah, I got gotcha. You. Yeah,
you're saying Andrew Makuba.
Makuba, yeah.
Yes. I think he's a good player. I didn't really get to see him play much, but I believe he can be a day one starter. How about you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We have the need.
Yep.
That's for sure. I don't like the idea of drafting a guy to come in and play right away, but it seems like you're going to see a nice competition with Sidney Brown there and Lewis Cine. Don't forget Lewis Cine. Lewis Cine, another good player. Safety.
You love him.
I actually think he's probably going to be starting early.
Devin, I think he's just screwing with us.
Wait, why?
It's just Sean's little inside joke. He likes to do this Lewis Cine thing, and then, you know. You fall for it every time.
Show.
Devin, you fall for it every time.
I'm telling you, Lewis Cine's good.
This is Sean's way of trolling. That's all it is.
Is it trolling?
Yeah.
Or are you serious? I can't tell.
Lewis Cine is a viable option at safety. if this kid isn't, you know, if Makuba doesn't come along.
Uh-huh.
What about that Lewis Johnny Wilson guy you loved last year? And he would drop every other pass thrown his way. He would clang off his hands. Remember that guy?
He is A.J. Brown's backup.
Yeah, and he stinks.
Well, he's
see,
on the team.
I can't give John crap for like hyper fixating on these random players because I gave him some pushback for saying Bryson Stott should be leading off like every time we right. had someone yeah. call in
and
about the
Bryson
Phillies.
Stott.
And now Bryson Stott is leading off and yeah. he's doing well. So
he's doing all right.
Sometimes it works out.
But he got there in an unconventional way. He got there because Bohm stunk.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get just, Schwarber in the yeah. middle.
And Johnny Wilson is going to get yeah. on the field in unconventional ways too. He's 6'6", 250 pounds playing
he's
wide
really
receiver.
Large.
Hey, Bam.
He's going to be out there blocking people.
Sure. Bam, give me an answer for something unbelievable. What do you got?
All right. I was telling Fran back there, I was going to say Allen Iverson, the practice thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer. The practice press conference. You know, it was during the pandemic that we replayed the practice press conference, John, because if you remember, it was at that point the 18 or 19 year anniversary, 18 year anniversary, I guess it was. And I remember we had a whole show because we had no sports to talk about. And it was the 18th anniversary of Iverson's press conference, and we talked about it, and then we played the whole thing. It was wild. And John, this is one of my real regrets in my professional existence. I could have gone to that, and it would have been the first press conference I ever attended, but I chickened out. Because I was young in the industry, I had gotten to the point where you know Sixers said, "Okay, you're credible enough to come." I didn't feel worthy of being there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could have witnessed history.
I could have.
Chickened out.
I chickened out. I mean, I'm just being honest. I chickened
Does
out.
Does it make you feel more unworthy when you think about it in this context?
No, it made me hungry
that
to make sure to not chicken out the next time.
Unworthy at the time.
I did.
Really?
Yeah,
you did. You did yourself a disservice.
I know I did.
That's such a shame.
It is a shame.
What if it was like the butterfly effect? If you had gone,
yeah,
maybe it wouldn't have gone down that way.
Can you imagine?
I would have said something. I would have gone on a totally different.
Wouldn't have even talked about practice.
Can you imagine that? That would have been. But the fact that was almost my first press conference was wild. All right, let's listen to a little bit more of the audio of some of these guys getting drafted by the Eagles. Let's get to Drew Kendall. So he is the Boston College offensive lineman. Eagles got him in the fifth round. Here's his interaction with the brass.
Drew, how's it going?
It's Howie Roseman from the Eagles. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going to pick you right here, brother.
You are?
Yeah, we are. Congratulations.
So, thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah, we can't wait to get you to Philadelphia. You're a heck of a player, and you're going to fit everything we do. So, congratulations. I know you've been waiting a little bit, but hopefully it's worthwhile. I'm going to put on Coach Sirianni and then Coach Stoutland.
Hey, Drew. How you doing? Coach Sirianni.
Hey, Coach.
Hey,
doing
congratulations.
Great. How are you?
Congratulations. You're an Eagle.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I can't wait.
Yeah, we like the way you play, man. Can't wait
Thank
to work
you.
With you.
Hey, buddy, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. All that hard work you did and all that time you put in, mm-hmm. it's going to all pay off now.
So yeah, thank you.
Now it's time to go to work, okay?
Yep. Yes, sir.
I love Stoutland, man. Now it's time. He buddies him. Hey, buddy. But he mm-hmm. slides in there. Now it's time to go to work.
It'll all pay off now. Now you get to go to work. Now the joy of work comes. And no, really. Like, this is the way you teach it. It really does. It matters that they, right from the get-go, hey, this is our culture. This is our culture of work. We work to enjoy winning. We work to dominate. We work to put ourselves in a position to every single day. We get better 1%. That means we are better than everyone else out there. And we're going to stay 1% every day getting better. So we stay ahead of everyone who's behind us.
Hypothetical situation. Jeff Stoutland's coaching Ben Simmons, rookie year.
Huh.
What happens? Ben's still a
bum,
right? Nah, he doesn't shoot.
He shoots threes?
Nah, he's gutless. Devin, he would not shot even.
Well,
if,
it's not even an option.
Bobby Knight could have been his coach. He wouldn't have shot.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know who his coach is now with the Clippers, but he's doing a little better.
Ty Lue, I think. I think Ty Lue's out there.
He's doing a little better out there. So,
all right, let's listen to Kyle McCord. So, St. Joe's Prep, my high school, Kyle McCord, quarterback, had played at Ohio State and then transferred to Syracuse. Here's the moment he gets the call from the Eagles.
Kyle, it's Howie Rosen from the Eagles.
How are you doing?
You know, I think we have an obligation each year to take a St. Joe's Prep kid. So, unfortunately, you're going to be the selection this year. How do you feel about that?
I'm fired up, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. We're going to pick you right here, man. I know you've been sitting for a long time. We're fired up to have you. I'm going to put Coach Sirianni on the phone. We're going to put the pick through right now. Congratulations. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing? Coach Sirianni.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I'm doing well. I've been following your career for a while and being a local guy, so excited to get you.
Yes, sir. I can't wait. It's going to be a good deal. I'm excited, man.
All right, so that audio is good, but I want to play audio that's even better. This is when Kyle McCord tells his family, because obviously he grows up here, grows up an Eagles fan, the family's Eagles fans, the whole deal. Listen to the celebration when he tells his right when he gets off the phone. So the family's videotaping him talking to the Eagles. We just played you audio of the Eagles release of the phone call, but let's now get audio from the video of the family recording him, and here's that moment when he informs his family.
You know a team or no?
No.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Eagles.
Isn't that cool? Hometown guy. That's good stuff. Really, really, really good stuff. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to John in Manayunk right now. Johnny.
Joe, love the show as always, man.
Thanks, pal.
Quit Phil's thing, you know, just when we beat the Dodgers, knocked them off, everyone thought we were great, and then we lost a couple, and everyone thought we stunk again, and then we swept the Marlins, and we were great. So I'm not going to do this to myself. I've seen some Super Bowls now, some championships. I feel a little satiated. I'm not going to live and die with them, but they looked pretty good this year, you know, this week. I still think you need to get someone in the bullpen. You got to get a new closer or something like that, trade for someone nice. But, you know, the Braves, Strider got hurt again. They don't look that great. You know, the Dodgers have a lot of injuries and stuff. It's a long season, so we got to see. But real quick, I'm going to just shift to the draft stuff. I think I couldn't agree with you more, dude. I thought Kuiper. I saw people like Eisen. I thought a lot of these guys, like, really embarrassed themselves here a little bit. Like the draft, there were people that got drafted that I didn't even hear their name, and they didn't talk about them at all because they kept talking about Shedeur Sanders and how he wasn't drafted yet, like for days.
Yeah,
and, like,
that doesn't bother me too much, because they're gonna, once you get to the second and definitely the third round, you're gonna start doing a lot of that stuff.
I feel like they talk about Sanders more than the number one overall pick. Like,
they did. Well, they
remember the number one overall pick. I don't know anything about him. Like, it's just, it was, I couldn't believe that, but. As far as the Eagles draft picks and some of those recordings you're showing, like what ESP was saying, the interesting part about drafting 10 players, I think because for once, and we're not used to this, Joe, the team is actually like the place to be and the team that everybody wants to play for. So I think they're bringing in a lot of talent just to be like, hey, we're going to fight and see who wants to be on this team. And I think at the end of the day, the iron sharpens iron. Our team's just going to be better off because of it. You know, like, it's not something where we need all these players we can get. No, we're going to throw a bunch of stuff at the wall, and we're going to see who sticks and makes the team. I, like, love what's happening a little bit, to be honest.
Well, I think that is part of the theory, but I'll just say this. If I said to you on Thursday that between Friday and Saturday combined, you can have, let me add this up here, 7 picks between the 5th and 6th round, or let's just say 4 picks that are in, like, the 4th round, you would have taken the 4 fourth-round picks, right?
Yeah, I do think.
And I don't know that the value is equal, but I mean, it's probably thereabout. I mean, I just didn't expect a team with this many good players to take that many guys when they just can't all make the team. I mean, they'll try to stash some guys. You'll get practice squad guys. I get all that, but it just struck me as an unconventional strategy.
You do remember there was a report, you know, anonymous, you know, so who knows, but that there were teams that were not even going to entertain any type of call from Howie. So at the end of the day, this is where when you get the high score, you know, for 5 years in a row, nobody wants to play with you anymore because it's not fun. So there's something to be said about that, too, where maybe we're just like no one wants to answer.
All right, John, I need you to answer a question for me. Yeah. So I know you're not exactly old guy. So do you have kids?
I do. I have a young daughter.
All right. So, but you don't have a teenager yet or a young adult.
No.
Right. All right. I didn't think you would.
Not yet.
What would you, because John, you're a very sensible guy. We love you as a caller. What would you do if you were the Falcons defensive coordinator and this was your son?
Honestly, I see it as bullying a little bit. So what I would make bullying is you got to make your son go over there and talk to him and apologize to his face. You got to make him go over there and embarrass him, make him walk there maybe or something like that. Go there in front of his whole crew and his entourage and his dad and apologize and say, I was just trying to be stupid.
No question.
You need to feel shame. That's the only way.
I think that's really interesting, John, that you put it in those terms, because I agree with you. It is. And that's the part I think that I maybe I wasn't identifying properly. Like, that's the part that's so problematic, that it is like bullying, that it's heaping on to someone who really is in, you know, a spiral that not necessarily even his fault, but it's the worst possible scenario that Shedeur Sanders could have ever anticipated. And now you're just jumping on. It's too easy. Graceless. What you
also,
just did,
like,
kid.
Great advice I had growing up was be good or don't get caught. So it's one thing to make a prank call if they got caught and they got busted big time, and now you got to man up and show your face.
All right, John, give me something unbelievable. You can win the Elvis Costello tickets.
Listen, when I was a young boy, I remember being on a Vermont trip after New Year's Eve to ski, and Nancy Kerrigan got beat with a bat. And it was just the craziest sports thing I've ever seen. I remember the coverage on it where between Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, it was just such an unbelievable story.
No question.
A movie on it, and it's still hard to believe. But
no, I'm with you. Right. Great call, John.
Great answer.
It is. And the fact that they had to be teammates on the same U.S. team was beyond unbelievable. All right, Devin, if you were, so you don't have any kids.
No. I do have a dog who I consider my child.
There you go.
I don't have any kids.
All right, if this was your, you know, semi-adult kid, meaning a 21-year-old, it's not like an adult, but he's not a 10-year-old. What do you think you would do if your 21-year-old pulled this prank? Matter of fact, let's play the prank one more time and then Devin's answer.
Okay.
Let's listen to this. I mean, I'll say jackass. Let's listen to the jackass call Shedeur Sanders.
Hey, is this Shedeur? Hey, this is Mickey Loomis here, the GM of the New Orleans Saints. How you doing? This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Yeah,
we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
It's going to be nothing to
do. Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
What would you do, Devin?
I don't even know. I can't comprehend the anger I would feel, and almost like insult, because if that's your kid, like say you're his dad who works for the Falcons, like he put his dad's job in jeopardy.
He really did.
And like really took away probably some credibility, regardless of what happens. You know, the NFL and the Falcons have said they're not punishing his dad, but it's going to be a smear on his reputation now forever. So
I agree.
I don't know. I feel like honestly, the first thing as a parent, I would kind of look at myself and be like, how did I raise someone who thinks that that's okay to do? Can you ground a 21-year-old? I don't even know if that's possible. I don't even know if he lives at home, so I have no clue.
John, what would your dad have done?
I don't think it's appropriate. I like in today's world.
You cannot say
I,
on
I don't
air.
Even think I can say. It is a different world. The way that I was raised, it would have been harsh.
Harsh is a good word.
Very harsh.
Yeah, very harsh is two good words. I've thought a lot about it. I don't know, because Devin, you do bring up a point. A 21-year-old, like if the kid's not living at home, and I don't know if he does or doesn't. I have no idea. Well, I guess he's a college kid, and then maybe comes home in the breaks. But like,
maybe cut off his money.
Maybe just put,
sure they're supporting him
maybe
somehow.
Just put him in the basement and take the key away and lock him away and just
the
give
challenge
him,
is
give him,
that.
A, gets, give him a dog bowl of water and
oh
then say this is going to be your summer next summer.
The challenge is when you don't you need to have something that you can take away that you know is really going to hurt.
Take away his phone, then he can't prank call people.
Absolutely,
anymore.
That works. But then he's got a computer. He's
I
got
know, that's, yeah.
An iPad. Also, you know, he's got...
Probably has an Apple Watch.
Yeah. It really is difficult to figure out what is going to hit him and where it hurts the most because you've got duplicates of everything now.
Like, I don't know the answer, because I've never been a parent. I just know that, for me, I would be remarkably harsh toward this kid. I don't know what that entails, but
that's
something.
Right.
You can't
do this.
I don't
know that you can be harsh enough.
Can't do it. It's unacceptable. I mean, to say the least. All right, time's yours and more calls on all these topics on what obviously has been a really busy Monday coming off a wild weekend of sports. Primarily about the draft, but a little bit on the Phils as well, 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the first sportsbook app where you can bet the Kentucky Derby. And right now, all customers can get a no-sweat Derby bet. That means you'll get racing bonus back if your bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started. The app is super easy to use, and you don't have to be a horse racing expert to get in on the Derby Day action. I'm definitely not a horse racing expert, but bet America's number one race with America's